Friday, 12 minutes after 9 o'clock. You know, I had a theory a long time ago, and we have a lady on the phone who's going to tell me that I was right, Robin.
Uh-oh.
I just never did anything about it. Jennifer Easterlo is on the phone. She's been on the Today Show. She's been on CBS TV. I said earlier she was on the Food Channel, but I'm not so sure I'm right about that. Says MSNBC on here, epicurious.com. We'll find out what that is.
Cool.
She's been in People Magazine, Vogue Magazine, InStyle. Now she's on AM Ocala Live with us, and I think, if I understand my notes right, that she's the skinny chef. I hate to say that, but I'm pretty confident that I'm supposed to say that. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Larry.
Thank you for being on the air with us today.
My pleasure.
Why are you the skinny chef? Hopefully that's not an insult, is it?
I'm the skinny chef because I've won the battle of the bulge, and most of my life I struggled with weight issues, and now I'm teaching people that eating healthy can be fun, delicious, and make you feel and look great.
Well, the thing I implied earlier, my little theory, was that if I simply didn't have bad stuff in my refrigerator, then I wouldn't eat it.
That's true, and, you know, doing a fridge makeover is the first step to living a healthy life, and it's going to decrease your waistline dramatically.
So, I mean, is that exactly what, without getting too personal, so you were heavy at one time?
Yes, and I actually grew up in a family where many of my family members are obese and have died from health issues due to being overweight.
Oh, really? Did you ever get up at night and get a mayonnaise sandwich, just mayonnaise on bread?
You know, that's one of my favorites. I'm originally from Pittsburgh. Mayonnaise and ketchup sandwiches.
Me too. I do the same thing. I do the same thing.
But now I opt for the reduced fat mayonnaise, and I put some veggies on there. So.
Oh,
so you still
good.
Do it. You still give into those
cravings. I still have my cravings, and I just find ways to feed them in a healthy way.
You know, I've been doing the blue Hellman's, the light blue, and I think that's like halfway between no fat and the real one.
Well, that's what, you know, when you do your fridge makeover, that's where you're going to want to cut a lot of fat and calories. Of course, you want to be concerned about portion size as well. But, you know, when you open up your fridge, you want to take a quick look at what you're eating on a regular basis and trim those items down. So if you love your mayonnaise, you can still have it, but you want to opt for the light, the reduced fat. Same thing with whole milk. You want to shoot for skim milk, reduced fat, cream cheese, sour cream. And there's wonderful 2% cheese products out there that are delicious, that you can still make your grilled cheese, but you are literally saving grams and grams of fat by doing that.
Did you lose your weight a long time ago? how long have you been your desirable weight?
It's been about 8 years for me now.
8 years? Well,
so,
that's a long time.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
and
how much did you lose, can I ask?
I lost around 30 pounds. So, and for a little pipsqueak like me at 5'2", it's a lot.
That showed a lot, I'll tell you,
more importantly, it's how I feel. You know, I have more energy, I feel more confident, and, you know, I know what it's like to struggle. And honestly, since I'm a chef, I have so many temptations, and I love food. And it's not, you know, the trick is not depriving yourself. It's about making the right choices.
And how about the choices of bread? Because we just hear all this different things about bread. Should it be whole grain, 7-grain? Should it just
absolutely
be nothing?
You always want to shoot for whole grains. And the reason why is they have added protein, fiber, helps to fill you up more. Now, if you want to know whether you're getting 100% whole grain, you can just look at the ingredient list on the back, and it has to say whole in front of whatever grain it is, whether it's wheat or oat or, you know, whatever type of bread it happens to be. But whole grains are really crucial. They also keep your blood sugar low, which helps you to burn calories faster.
Oh.
Do they make whole grain Italian bread?
They do. They make all sorts of wonderful whole grain products.
Everything from
breakfast cereals to breads to pizza doughs and products that you can cook with.
Jennifer, by the way, is in Hoboken, New Jersey, for those interested. We always do this. We let our listeners know where our guests are while we're talking to them. What's the weather like in Hoboken?
It's a little rainy today, but it's still warm.
When a person goes to the grocery store and they buy the food that's already frozen, all they have to do is pop it in the microwave, is that a good idea, or should they cook fresh like you?
Yeah, fresh is really the best way to go. And again, I think, you know, cooking can be tough for people with their busy schedules, but just for them to remember to keep it simple. You know, do something. It's summer's here. Throw it on the grill. Make a nice marinade. And by using fresh, tasty, wholesome ingredients, you know you're getting the best. And then you're avoiding things like trans fats.
So So what do you do when you go to, like, your mom's house or something, and she says, hey, take this home with you. We're not going to eat it. And it's like a big birthday cake or something.
Yeah.
Do you throw it away and you don't tell her?
Absolutely not. I do not believe in throwing any food away. I share it. And I even share my healthy creations. So a lot of times I won't tell folks they're healthy because I want them to taste it first. But, yeah, sharing is the best way. And also, it's, you know, when you have these products in your fridge, you know, your dairy, your meat, your fresh vegetables and fruits, they're versatile, and there's always a way to use them up without waste. You can go on the internet and get a wonderful recipe if you have a leftover bag of carrots, or you have some wonderful juice and you want to make a marinade or make a dessert, you want to sweeten something naturally. Juice is a great way to go. It keeps in your fridge. I love the Simply Orange products, and I do everything from making apple cobbler to cocktails to marinades with them.
I have a question for you, Jennifer. You're a chef, and you're also a celebrity chef, and you're also a TV personality chef, and you're also skinny. let me ask you something. I watch Anthony Bourdain sometimes. And the guy doesn't have an ounce of fat on him, but
he's basically the body type of my husband. And I tell you that it's such a challenge to watch my husband sit down and be able to eat the amount of calories, that he does eat and not gain weight. But the goal is still to eat high quality calories, because just because he's skinny on the outside doesn't mean that he has good cholesterol. So you still want to be, even if you don't have weight issues, be very conscious about what you eat.
Well, Anthony Bourdain smokes. He eats cobra hearts. I mean, the guy, I pray for the guy. I hope he because I like the guy. Do you know what I've always wondered though is when you do those TV things, do you actually only eat a tiny bit of it, and it just looks like you're going to eat a whole plate?
Well, it's sort of hard to talk with your mouth full, so yeah, I will take a bite. But portion size really is a concern, and I just know from working with so many families and so many people out there that a lot of folks are eating 3 to 4 times the serving size that they should be having at one meal alone. So unfortunately, the serving sizes in America just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So along with having a healthy fridge, you want to make sure that you're watching your portion size. And, you can buy a metal cup, one cup, and that's about a serving. It's about half a coffee mug, small coffee mug.
How do you cook for yourself and your husband and for others at your home without depriving yourself of what you need and without depriving your husband of what he needs? How do you manage to cook a meal where it can be conducive for everyone?
Well, what I usually do is really just pay attention to, with him, the serving sizes aren't such an issue because he's got that killer metabolism, but the serving size is a problem with me. So when I cook, I'll make one serving size for me and two for him. But really, when I cook for myself, it's whatever I'm craving. If I want teriyaki, I buy a piece of salmon and I make myself teriyaki salmon. If I don't have a lot of time to cook, that's a great chance to use leftovers. I'll grill something up. I'll saute it. Sometimes, just like any working person, I get home late, and I want a great fast meal. I'll use up if I have leftover juice. The other day I had leftover orange juice, and I cooked my rice in it because I was craving something sweet. But, I didn't have any fruit that day, so that's a great way to get my serving of fruit. So while I'm, having dinner, I think about how can I nourish myself but also feed the crave.
So can you substitute like orange juice for an orange, apple juice for an apple, can you do that? Or is that not a good idea?
In terms of serving size, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also with the summer months coming up, one of my favorite products is Simply Apple. It is the best tasting apple juice I've ever had. And, if you're going to the pool, you can make a spritzer with that. It's a great thing for kids. And you're getting nutrients, vitamins, and minerals by having these things. And it's a great way to hydrate your body as well.
So do you, if I went to your refrigerator right now, first of all, you'd say, who's that guy in the kitchen? And then, but after you got over that, what would I find in there?
Well, of course, you'd find my reduced fat dairy. I'm a huge dairy fan. And then in the meat category, I happen to have turkey pepperoni in there because been on this pepperoni kick.
Mm, that sounds
and
good.
It is so, it works great. I make homemade pizza. I do a whole grain pizza crust and I pop that on top. I've got my Simply Orange juice in there that I drink on a regular basis. I have diced papaya. I'm going to make a salsa from that this afternoon with fresh cilantro. And of course, I have all my veggies. I have what I call the power. There are four power veggies: broccoli, carrots, sweet potato, and spinach.
Wow.
And those are all great because you can make so many dishes with them. They're versatile. Sometimes I'll even steam, like I'll steam broccoli ahead if I know I'm going to be out cooking for someone. That way when I get home, I can throw together a quick stir fry. I can make a garlic. If I'm in the mood for Chinese or Japanese, I can just season that up and it's ready to go.
Man, do you have a cookbook?
Not yet, but we're working on that.
Working on one, okay. When you say Simply, is that a brand name?
Yes, it's Simply Orange Juice, and you can view the product on simplyorange.com.
Okay.
If a person's lactose intolerant and the person that is doing the cooking doesn't know this, is that going to harm that person that's going to be eating the food if you put real milk in things?
Usually it can really upset their stomach. It depends on what degree they are. I know there's a lot of pills that they can take before they eat dairy and still tolerate it. But there's so many great things you can do instead of using milk. There are soy products. There's almond milk that's great. There's a lot of soy products that you can bake with. So there's always lots of options out there for lactose intolerant.
And what is almond milk?
It's made from almonds.
Oh.
Just like a soy milk.
Oh, that's
interesting. And, you know, you can put that on your cereal, and it's healthy. It comes in low-fat varieties.
They got little almonds in cages, and they have these little other things on them.
Oh, really?
Very cruel. People for the ethical treatment of almonds are coming around. So, what was I going to ask you now? Oh, I always had a theory about obesity in children. And I wondered, now I'm asking you to actually give an opinion, so... I realize that's sometimes awkward, but if let's say instead of if we could somehow get our children to drink juice instead of soda, is the calorie content the same in juice? I mean, would the obesity thing
be comparable? But what you want to focus on more is sort of that they're getting a balanced diet and that they have high quality calorie foods. So, you know, not that the foods are high calorie, but the quality of the calories are great. So, you know, you want to make sure to get those low-fat proteins. So if, you know, your little girl or boy loves hamburgers, you know, opt for the ground turkey. Opt for the whole grain bun. There are whole grain products out there that are wonderful. They're tender. They're tasty. Most kids won't know the difference if you get the products that they really like.
Because I don't think the kids are heavy from the food. I think they're heavy from the drinks. This is my theory.
It's really a combination of things, and it's also the fact that a lot of children, because of their iPods and watching TV and playing video games, that they're just not active. I mean, when I was a kid, I was a junk food addict, and I definitely had weight problems, but I wasn't obese as a small child. So because I went out and ran and played every day, I was at the playground, and I think it's really, it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle for children. It's also getting them in the kitchen, getting them excited about eating in the home and sitting down at the table and eating these wonderful things that you stock your fridge with.
And do you think that because some children are obese, it's because the parents aren't paying any attention and they're just in this denial process like, oh, when they get older, they're going to be thin?
It's so hard for parents with their overloaded schedule. A lot of parents didn't grow up cooking, and they just don't know. Again, that serving size issue, they are used to getting these huge serving sizes in restaurants. They simply don't know that they should be giving their children much smaller serving sizes. So a lot of it's a question of education, and it's also having the parents understand that healthy food can be fun and taste great. But you need to make the commitment, and it's just about making these small changes.
One of my notes here in preparation for the interview with you was to ask you about olive oil. What are your thoughts about olive oil?
Love olive oil. I cook with it. I bake with it. But one thing I want to remind people is it's fat. So you always want to measure, just as if you were using butter or any other fat source that you
really
cook with.
Really?
Get the measuring spoons out. If you don't have a measuring spoon, use a teaspoon, the one you put the sugar in your coffee with in the morning. Measure, measure. That's, again, about the serving sizes and the portion.
When I'm pretty sure this was a story a couple of years ago, and I haven't been to any school campuses in our area in a while, but I've heard that they were getting rid of all the soda machines and putting in juice machines.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're making a lot of changes in the school system, but I think the most important change comes from home, at home. And in my case, you know, I ate a lot of wholesome food in my house because my granny would cook fresh for me. We had a garden. The problem is I'd go out and eat a lot of candy, but I would also eat too much. So portion size was definitely an issue in my house. And also, her cooking was so delicious. You just couldn't resist, you know, having that extra serving. So that's one of the lessons I've learned as a skinny chef.
Is there a farmer's market in Hoboken?
There's a wonderful, yeah, there is a farmer's market here, but there's also one in Manhattan on 14th Street that is in Union Square that is fabulous. The produce is actually the same price as if you went to a gourmet market, and it lasts a lot longer because it's fresh.
See, a lot of people don't realize that. They just think there's no fresh fruit anywhere up in the metropolitan areas, right?
Well, it depends where you live, because unfortunately some people don't have access to farmers markets, but that's why, you know, you want to really read the labels and get these high-quality products in your refrigerator when you do your makeover. And, you know, if you don't see fruit that looks beautiful, you can always opt out for that fruit juice that's delicious, and it's made from 100% juice, and you're getting your serving of fresh fruit when you drink it. So there's lots of options.
And my refrigerator is, like, practically empty, so maybe I'm doing a bad thing. I should put maybe, like, carrots or broccoli or something in there just to
definitely
snack
put
on.
Some snacks in there for yourself, because that keeps the pizza guy away, which is what you want to do. Though pizza can be healthy if you make it at home. And
Robin likes the pizza guy.
Yeah.
She's not crazy about his pizza, but she likes these. Ramen noodles, should I get rid of my Ramens?
No, you know, but again,
how do you pronounce
whole grains,
it, by the way?
You want to look out for those ramen noodles.
Ramen.
Opt for the whole grain. I don't know if they have whole grain ramen, but.
Whole grain ramen. I got to change the way I pronounce it now, ramen.
The way I say it. I've heard it both ways.
How do you feel personally for when the politics start coming in on restaurants and things, trying to force them to decrease their portion size? Do you think they should just stay out of it and just let the individual consumer choose to eat what they want to eat?
Well, at the end of the day, it's really your responsibility. You're responsible for your health. And I know a lot of people, you know, they get confused, and it is confusing, but there's so many ways to educate yourself. You can hop on the internet, you can look up portion sizes, and, you know, at some fine dining restaurants, for example, they don't want to give you less portions because they want to make sure that you feel like you're being taken care of. So I understand their viewpoint, but at the same time, there's lots of techniques. You can stop, take a breather, have a glass of water if you want to control how much you're eating, and take it home. It
is
make a great snack for the next day.
Jennifer, thank you for spending some time with us this morning. And for those who want to find out more, is there a website we can go to?
Sure. They can visit simplyorange.com, and also for recipes, skinnychef.com.
Simply Orange and SkinnyChef.com, right?
That's
either,
right.
Either or? Okay, very good.
You sound such fun, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I do
great.
Have fun. I love what I do. I'm very lucky, and, you know, I love cooking and talking with people about health.
Yeah. Do you get along with the people on the Today Show?
I do. They're wonderful. Wonderful producers. Good group.
What's the weather guy's name? He lost a lot of weight. What's his name again?
Oh, Al Roker.
Al Roker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, he's a food lover like me, so I know where he's coming from.
So he was able to relate to the whole refrigerator thing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they all seem like they're really nice. Jennifer, so do you. Jennifer Eastler, thank you for being on the air with us today.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Jennifer.
All right, we'll be right back.